WEEI Afternoons, Patriots Monday on a Tuesday after Labor Day. And we go to the phone lines now to talk to the quarterback of the New England Patriots. Drake May on Patriots Monday on WEEI is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with six New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. And by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Drake May, how are we doing today?
What's going on? I'm doing all right.
Yeah, we're doing well. So the team announced its captains this week, and we've talked to you a lot about leadership and being the quarterback, but you were officially named a team captain. I'm wondering, A, what does that honor mean to you? And B, what are the duties in your mind that go with that?
Yeah, I think first of all, yeah, what a great honor. I think it comes with a lot of responsibility. I think it's something great when, you know, the players vote on it and your teammates, you know, pick you as the captain. It's always a great feeling, and it shows, you know, what I've done, but also, like you said, there's, you know, more work to do in the future, and that's leading the guys, and that's, you know, acting like a captain and playing like a captain and doing all the things that kind of expect us a captain would. And like I said, it's a great honor, and there's been plenty of people in this Patriots uniform as a captain that's such great players, so it's a lot to live up to.
Drake, just to get in some of the nuts and bolts of what you're doing out there, it feels like compared to last year that you have a little bit more freedom to get into different or better plays at the line of scrimmage based on what the defense is showing. Is that the case? And if so, how's that been going for you?
Yeah, I think it's something when you've seen defenses, and I've played them for a year, you know, it's something that you kind of get a feel for of getting into good plays and seeing stuff and seeing stuff the defense is doing and being able to get, you know, the offense into better plays. Or I think it's something that kind of it comes naturally in this offense, but I think it's also something that you kind of build on as you, you know, play quarterback in this league and have learned from previous either mistakes or plays that went well for you of, hey, I may think this guy's blitzing or stuff like that. Just kind of little things you pick up as you play.
Drake, have you and Josh McDaniels been spending a little extra time together, not only obviously trying to understand the playbook to the best of your ability, but also getting into the week one plan? And what's the comfort level right now between you and Josh?
Yeah, I think it's always huge to be on the same page with the coordinator. You know, seeing things the same way, expecting to get, you know, these looks. And I think it's always, you know, great when you got a coordinator who's, you know, fully confident in me. And I think he's just trying to get us in the best looks, and he does it at a high level. So I'm looking forward to getting out there and trying to execute it.
Patriots quarterback Drake May here with us on WEEI Afternoons. Drake, obviously it's game week. You got the Raiders on Sunday. Does that feel any different? Like, is there an uptick in urgency or energy around the building or anything like that this week?
Oh, 100%. We're playing, a new team that, you know, is different than a preseason game, different than a joint practice. You know, it counts in the record books and it counts in the standings. You're going out there and trying to go 1-0, and I think that's the kind of big juice. I think everybody's kind of excited for week one around the league. So it's a great, you know, opportunity for us to, you know, get off to a good start and for us to kind of, you know, showcase what we've been trying to build in our identity.
You know, Drake, you look at different facets of your offense, and it's hard not to kind of get excited at the running back position. It looks like you got three guys that just kind of offer a little something different, each one of them. How excited are you to utilize those guys, not only in the running game, but in the passing game?
Yeah, I mean, those guys, they've also have a room like we have. I mean, you know, three different guys that can, you know, make you miss, can catch the ball out of the backfield, know what they're doing in pass protection. It's a great tool that we have, and it's just my job to try to, you know, get us in the best run looks and get them the ball in space when we are throwing it. So that's always it's good having, you know, numerous options and guys that, you know, run the ball so well.
So, Drake, obviously you're a captain, team leader as well. It naturally comes with the quarterback position as well. What happens when there's a disturbance or like a surprise, like late last week, Jabril Peppers gets released on a Friday? Do players look to you to calm things down, and how did you guys handle that?
Yeah, I think it's always, you obviously, you know, it's one of those things that's as part of the business, it's so unfortunate with somebody that you kind of get to know with, you know, get to know well, and a veteran in this league that I respected. You know, but I think it's, at the end of the day, what we're trying to, you know, establish around here is putting trust in the coaching staff, putting trust in, you know, respecting what they do. And I think that's what just the kind of guys that look around and say, hey, you know, with Pep, you know, a guy that, you know, made some plays in a Patriots uniform and you know, played a lot in the past couple of years. But, hey, I think, you know, just trying to, you know, I think there's two sides to it. You care about the person and the relationship you have with Pep, but also you care about the team and knowing that they're trying to do the best for what's, you know, this football team this year.
We've heard Mike Vrabel talk a lot about identity and establishing an identity, and it seems to be a lot about physicality and finishing plays and different things like that. As a quarterback, that's not really your area of expertise. You're not really blocking anybody, tackling anybody, quote-unquote finishing plays with physicality. How does Drake May help establish the identity of the New England Patriots under Mike Vrabel's leadership?
Yeah, I think just bring a presence to the huddle. I think, having command in the offense. I think having command in the offense, bringing a presence to the huddle, kind of giving extra tidbits in the huddle of, certain plays or key details, just kind of being sharp with my game. And then at the end of the day, when I'm out there playing, being able to, step up in the pocket, take some hits, and, be able to kind of stick my, hang in there in the pocket and make some throws while getting hit. I think that stuff is kind of what, people may not see during the game, but, what they can see on tape. And I think that's what, great quarterbacks around the league, that I watch, hang in there and take hits and get up and just continue to get out there and compete. And that's the biggest thing, compete.
Drake, your legs are a weapon, man. You're just running outside the pocket, quarterback design runs. Do you envision yourself maybe using your legs a little bit more in this year's offense compared to speaking to last year?
Yeah, I think it's a tool that utilize when the play breaks down or on a scramble play, and also something that I may be able to gain extra hat in the run game. So I'm looking forward to doing whatever I can to in short yardage or in the red zone or just kind of keep the defense honest. I think it's a weapon, and it's tough, for these defenses in third down and third and short when they got everybody covered, downfield, and you go up there and pick up a first down. So I think it's a great tool, and also going to still try to do my best to, get to the guys that are better runners than I am.
Patriots quarterback Drake May joining us here on WEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday on a Tuesday. Drake, and just sort of getting to know you, not only just as the quarterback of the Patriots, but also Drake May, athlete, Patriot, et cetera. Just kind of curious, do you have any, like, night before the game rituals, any game day rituals, music you like to listen to, a certain meal you like to eat, stuff like that?
No, I'm pretty simple. I think, I kind of try to go out there and create the same routine out there on the field, throwing wise, try to throw the receivers, then try to use some of the equipment managers extra to kind of get some extra throws in, and then, come back. And I like taking a shower before the game to kind of, feel nice and fresh before, getting the uniform. But, that's really it. Nothing before the, but the night before, you're just looking over the game plan and hanging out with some teammates. And then from there, just being confident and being cool and getting ready for, to go out there.
As you look at the Raiders defensively, Max Crosby has to jump off the film for anybody who watches that team. When a team has I've heard coaches call them game wreckers, guys like Max Crosby, as the quarterback, how important is it to know where he is on every play, pre-snap, but also post-snap, because he seems like one of those high-motor guys that can get you from almost anywhere? How big a part is Max Crosby of what they're going to do to you?
Yeah, he's a huge part. I think, anywhere he lines up, he's a problem. I think he plays hard. He doesn't like getting blocked. And I think, he's done it, for a long time in this league and has, wrecked a lot of plays. So just being smart and, being smart with the football and trying to do my best to get it out quick and kind of neutralize him. And then from there, also just find a way scheme-wise to, like I said, neutralize him and do the best we can to, not let him, make big negative plays.
Drake, back in the day when I played inside backer, I'd always entice the nose tackles. If it's Seymour, Ted Washington, Vince Wilfork, I'd entice them with a steak dinner if they kept the centers off of me. And I'm just wondering, have you done that with your tackles? You keep Max Crosby off of me, you keep me clean. Have you enticed them with a nice steak dinner or something like that yet?
Yeah, I mean, that's always something with those guys up front that, it's always rewarding when I think the biggest thing, from last year I found is you got to get a win out of it. And I think it's always huge when those guys up front protect me, and I think reward them with something, in a big win. I think that's always something that I'd like to do and would like to do in the future. So I think no doubt, I think having an extra incentive, and I think they always want to, play hard. But I think even having something extra with, some camaraderie is awesome.
There you go.
So, short of putting together something like a vision board or – like a goal chart, we'll say, Drake, do you have a set of goals for yourself for this season in particular? And what do those goals and success look like to you this year?
Yeah, I think just continue to take a step forward. I think take it one week at a time. In this league, the weeks go by so fast, and just to know any week, try to be my best out there. nothing, and I hope to make the playoffs. That'd be an awesome goal. It's obviously on everybody's goal board, but from there, I think just do whatever I can as a captain for this team to showcase that and just continue to lead these guys and like I said, take the next step and on the field and hopefully off the field.
Drake, watching the Josh McDaniels offense over the years, we know the screen game has often been a big part of that. You just mentioned how much you like your running backs and how much they can make plays. How comfortable are you with the McDaniels screen game, and how much do you think that could be a weapon for this offense?
Yeah, it's a huge weapon, I think, for any offense. Being able to take some off the rush, take some off the our guys up front. I think being able to keep the defense honest when they're sitting back or getting into deep zone drops to get a screen out going, and it's always a comforting play and a play for us to know where the ball's going and just make sure I ensure make a safe throw, and then from there let those guys that are pretty darn good at running the football running space.
I guess that's a good follow-up to what I want to ask you. I would think with Josh McDaniels being your OC that sometimes it's best to just take what the defense gives you and hit your checkdowns and outlet passes. Has that kind of been hammered into your psyche that sometimes if the play's not there deep, that it's best just to take what you can get underneath?
Oh, I think that's huge. That's something as I learned, as the year went on last year. The best thing is positive plays and just keep moving the chains, staying ahead of the chains. And I think we had some success offensively when I wasn't holding the ball and taking negative plays and taking sacks. So I think that's huge, emphasis for me to get the ball out on time and don't bypass, somebody on a shorter route or underneath, for something deeper down the field.
Drake, did you watch any college football this weekend?
I did. Yeah, I did. Obviously, had some days off, so was able to tune into college football. And, I took a look at that one last night. It was a good start in the first drive and wasn't the way I'm sure we wanted to end it. But, it's good to see, kind of football back. And obviously, wasn't the ending we wanted, but, pretty cool to see Coach on the sideline, Coach Belichick and those guys.
Time now for the quarterback question of the week, brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. It comes from Steve in Seekonk, and great minds must think alike. He was asking, what did you think of Bill Belichick's debut, and how much have you talked to Coach Belichick? Do you have a relationship with Coach Belichick now that he's coaching your alma mater and you're one of the prime examples he can promote as great Tar Heel draft picks?
Yeah, over the summer and in the springtime, I went back a few times, Chapel Hill, and saw Coach and saw different events. So, just first off, I was honored to meet him. What a legendary coach, and I think he's going to, like you said, they have a bunch of new players kind of in the program, and they're figuring it out, college football. But, I got no doubt kind of in the future, his what he's done in the past and his proof of being a winning coach is going to come unfold. And I think just me kind of pouring into it, I'd love to kind of pick his brain football wise. It wasn't much of as much a chance to do that when I went back and visited, but I was out there practice once and talked to the quarterback. So it was good to meet him and be out there and still support my school. And looking forward to following him this path, this upcoming season and continue to see them kind of improve and get in touch with them, after the season.
All right, Drake, thanks for joining us today. We're looking forward to these weekly Patriots Monday chats, and good luck on Sunday against the Raiders.
Thanks, guys. Thanks,
right, guys. Yeah, good luck,
bud. Talk to you next week, Drake. See you. Drake May, quarterback of the New England Patriots.